got to push away through
it. It's really quite sharp.
Okay, you're in a pub. You've been invited in here by me, I suppose, to be truthful, and but the person who invited me in here is sitting beside me, and I'll tell you who he is in a second. You probably know already, but I'll leave you on tenter one second. But I got to tell you that this is one of these really oldie-worldy pubs, and in front of me I've got a glass of bitter. And this is best bitter, and for those drinkers of you who think I'm a wimp because I'm drinking a half-pint glass, you know, I've had another half-pint already, right? Man opposite me has got white wine, and he has a laptop by Apple here, and we've got an iPhone here, and we've got a book called The Power of Habit on the table. And okay, look, who are you, mysterious stranger?
I am Mr. Mark Rock, who is founder president of Audioboo for my sins.
I thought for a second you were going to say the founder, president of the drinking club that exists in this local hostelry in Clerkenwell. What are you doing here in this pub at the moment?
I am meeting you. I had a meeting earlier, and you got on a 55 bus and came over here, and I rescued you from getting completely lost, and brought you into this den of iniquity, and bought you a half pint of bitter.
Okay, now look, I just have to put it to you. I know you've come straight from Buckingham Palace, and you've just been talking to the Queen's advisor, and you're talking about setting up a new channel, which is called The Buckingham. Is this true?
No.
Oh. That, I think, folks, is a categorical...
I'm a Republican.
That's a categorical denial, I think, is it? Right, okay, so Audioboo is not going down the monarchist route and has nailed its colours to Republican. I think that means you're going into France. Is this correct?
1789 was a great year, not only for wine but for revolution. I'm a great fan of Robespierre, actually. He's much maligned. In addition, Michael Collins, I think, was if he'd lived, would have been a great leader of the Irish Republic. That could create some stirs, but yeah.
Thomas Jefferson, are you any good on
Jefferson?
Thomas Jefferson?
Good scientist, bad politician.
So give me a few more Republicans that you actually rate highly.
I think that's probably my limit.
Is that the limit?
Yes.
But anyway, that's enough for the moment, right? So how are you on wine?
Thomas Paine was pretty good, actually.
Ah,
you know,
good old Thomas
died in poverty in Paris.
He died in pain.
Pain and poverty,
yeah.
But you know, it shapes a lot of the ideas that lead our greatest nation.
Actually, he is the bridge, isn't he, between the French and the Americans, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
To be fair to him, you know.
Yeah, Thomas Paine was an amazing man before his time.
Actually, let's do heroes. Okay, we got Thomas Paine. We'll start from there. Give me another
Paul
hero.
Paul Weller, musician.
Before we get to
the
Paul
jam.
Weller.
No, he is a god.
Yeah? What about John Stuart Mill? Are you any good on John Stuart Mill?
I never quite got on with John, actually.
No. Karl Marx, Engels?
Their writing was quite turgid. You're an ex-communist.
Oh,
so
I'm an ex-communist. Oh, God,
you must admit,
I could talk
their writing is pretty shit.
Well, you know, it's all about the point of view with which you bring to it. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the Communist Manifesto was a great
I
example.
I have to say, they wouldn't be on the front shelf of W. Smith's.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, I got steeped in the old Marxists, right? But let me throw George Bernard Shaw at you. We'll play poker with names.
Great writer, bores me to tears.
All his plays?
W.H. is great.
Oh,
yep.
Yates?
Yep, fantastic.
Have you got a favourite one of his?
Probably.
He wrote cartoons, didn't he? He was a cartoonist. He was for the Daily Mail.
He did. He,
yeah?
No, not that one.
Not that
one. The Irish one. The Irish Gaelic one, yeah.
So you're actually,
the Republican one.
You're A.J. Lehan, if you're listening to this, Mark Rock is a fan of W.B. Yeats, right?
Fantastic poet.
Yeah?
Absolutely fantastic. Who else? I've said Robespierre, hero of mine, General Patton, actually.
Oh, really? Patton?
Mad as a fuck, but got stuff done. Yeah.
How are you on Catch 22, by the way, since we're talking about war?
In terms of the novel, in terms of the theory?
Catch 22? No. Either the novel or MASH, either of those ones, actually.
Both great. Yeah.
Great?
Yeah. I've never been in the army, but I'm sure it's just like that. What other heroes are there? Brian Blessed?
No, you're younger than me. No, yeah, he's very famous, isn't he?
He's an actor. He's a rocket. He's amazing. But
Shakespearean actor?
Yep, he's the last of the old guard of people that knew everything. So I feel very jealous. Who else?
Filmmakers.
E.P. Thompson.
Who?
You know him? You must know E.P. Thompson
as
an ex-Marxist.
Oh, yes. Well, I can tell you other people
History
who like
the
Chris
working
Brogan.
Class.
That E.P. Thompson.
Yeah.
A really, really good friend of mine who's died now was supervised by E.P. Thompson, right?
Amazing man.
Amazing
man. Very sorry when he died. Melvin Bragg.
Ah, well, no, Melvin. You know, if you say words to me like Melvin Bragg, I'll say words to you like...
It's like syrup.
Sue Lawley, and these are good people in my book.
Ronnie Wood?
Ah, yeah. No, look, this is unfair. We have to get off this train. Can you think of somebody who isn't? Because I'm totally nostalgic for London, for the UK. Where were you born?
London. I'm a Londoner.
Oh, where?
South.
Where?
Putney, which is a suburb of, so I always lived in South London, as you can tell by the accent.
Do you know I had a stint as the manager of the bus depot in Putney?
Oh, did you?
Yeah, where the 74 bus came out of. And
I got thrown off the bus in Putney for not paying the fare once when I was a teenager.
By a bus conductor or an inspector?
Yeah, it was on the open back ones. No, yeah. A conductor. And I said, mate, it's only up the hill.
Well, I plead innocence. Now, I was a bus conductor on the back of buses.
It was one stop.
One stop?
He stopped the bus to get
me. You're still pleading innocence, are you?
I was 13. Anyway, so I'm a South Londoner. South London's a shithole, but it's our shithole. So,
you know. Yeah, but it's got an accent, and you haven't lost your South London accent.
No.
I lived in East London for a while, and you're definitely not an East Londoner.
No, my children have quite a South London accent like that. So, yeah.
Putney, right. Do you actually go to Wimbledon as well then? Are you a regular attender in the boat race? And,
No.
You don't go to the boat race?
No.
As a kid, did you actually watch the boat race? From Putney Bridge.
Yes, went to Putney Bridge. Yeah, I used to row actually. Believe it or not, I used to row on the Thames.
Have you revealed that before?
Is that in a four-man crew?
Yeah, seriously.
Whatever secrets are
did
there?
Did you ever do the devices to the Thames?
No, we went up to Richmond and back.
Do you know Roger Overall did that?
Did he?
Yeah,
Roger, you're a star. What else did I do? I was a fullback in the rugby squad.
You're too skinny to be a fullback. Before the days that fullbacks had to go to
exactly.
the gym.
So,
were you good under a high ball?
They just said anything that comes out, you tackle, and I was stupid enough to tackle them. So,
were you carried off?
I was carried off most days.
I bet you were.
Yeah.
I would
say black eyes. Yeah, I was a good fullback. But trampled, yeah.
Who was your hero as a fullback? I mean,
I never understood rugby, so they told me tackle anyone, and that was all I needed. I was
you weren't like, the place kicker then?
No, I was a bit like a rat. Yeah, it's kind
very,
of like
very often
do
the
that.
Fullback is a place kicker.
Yeah, I knocked myself out once by running into the actual the goal.
So you played rugby at school?
Yep, comprehensive school, 2,000 boys. Bad idea, really.
You came to the top and made the school team.
Yeah,
I'd say you were a fast runner.
I'm
you came into the line.
Yep, and went straight past it.
Ooh.
And everyone would go, where the fuck are you going?
So you played alongside Jeffrey Guscock, right? What was he like to play alongside?
He was a big boy. Glasses, smokes a pipe. I wouldn't have recommended him for the team myself, but you know, fair do.
So do you play any sport now? Are you a table tennis guy?
I love table tennis.
I kind of guessed, you know, we haven't rehearsed this conversation, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
You're a table tennis.
The skill. Yeah. Well, I'm not.
Are you a right-hander?
I'm a right-hander.
How do you hold the table tennis bat?
Two fingers on the back.
Two fingers on the back. You weren't tempted by the pen grip, no?
It's a bit too modern. I consider it cheating, to be frank. Table tennis and table football.
Ah, I know. 2 years ago, I walked into the headquarters of Audio Blue, and in the boardroom,
and I tried to threaten you to a game and get money off
there.
You. I have to say, we played double or quits. I was once up £38,000 on double or quits.
Oh no!
To
look
the
here,
boys,
you're in serious stuff. Really?
Well, it never stopped, so I lost it. You know,
you lost it. Yeah. Well, you have to.
Yeah,
I doubled
exactly,
it.
Yeah.
Waiting for Godot, you're tossing the coin.
£38,000.
£38,000.
That was a lot of wins, but there you go.
Do you play poker?
No.
There's a guy in Las Vegas now. His name is Steve Brogan, and he's a professional poker player. Right?
Never understood it. I can play chess.
Really?
Badly. My son beats me. But,
do they do chess in this pub?
No.
You know, when I was a bus conductor, I used to conduct the 24 bus that went from Pimlico past Parliament Square, up along Whitehall, around Trafalgar Square, up.
Have you got any
Tottenham
pictures
Forest
of you
Road.
As a bus conductor? I think the world should see it.
Question. There must be. That's
can you make a promise on this audio view that you will find one and scan it and publish it?
Do you know where I have to find it? It's actually very tricky because I really regret that I didn't. You know, this is before iPhone technology and all that, right?
Well, you have the little machine.
In my loft, there are thousands and thousands of negatives, right?
There you go. Paul's just made a commitment to dig out a picture of him as a conductor and put it on Twitter.
If there is one, I promise. If there is,
but you had the machine, didn't you?
Yes. Oh God, yeah.
Oh God.
Oh yeah, yeah. You can see the trunk. And you know, this is the motion,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
You do it with one hand.
Yeah,
first, please. Oh yeah, yeah. But like
the younger generation just went on sand, but. That machine was like a Babbage computer to me.
Well, there was something sexual about that machine as well, you know.
Let's stop it there,
it was quite a clunky, solid thing that you had, right? Low, and some bus conductors... Some bus conductors held it low on the crutch, you know. Yeah. And it really...
I'm going to stop this recording now because I think it's going a little bit too far in terms of...
Personal
insights. But,
okay, but look, okay, thank you for saving me from revealing yourself about myself, Mark.
Yes,
Rocky,
we'll get that
picture. Always be grateful to you for that. The picture of me. But I was going to say that the pub in our... The cafe in South End Green is where... You used to be able to get chess.
Ah!
And it was full of Hungarians in the old days in Hampstead who used to hang out and play chess, right?
They would beat me. Yeah. My son can beat me, actually.
Look, you're in a very big hurry and you've given me some lovely time.
And bitter.
You have the entire... Yes, and you paid for the first round, so thank you ever so much.
It was £1.65, so it was cheap.
Was it?
Yeah.
To me, as far as I'm concerned, it was worth its weight in gold. You can have the last word, Mark Rock. You can say anything you like to the whole world.
I suppose I have to say I love our Irish brewers. They're probably the most passionate and considerate and informative people who use Audibu. So anyone who's listening to this old man, thank you.
Thank you very much. What a nice thing. I'm humbled. On behalf of all the Irish brewers, I'm humbled.
And you might want to turn off the recording now. On your smashed iPhone.